If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
A lot of people wait for perfect conditions to start, but don't realize that starting is the perfect condition.
Time to become a man. Walk forward. Peripheral vision. Get it. Own yourself. Walk forward with more courage and start becoming the man you want to be instead of acting like it and putting it off.
Yeah, I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry, my coaches carry, and this is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
We agreed not to drink. We didn't do drugs. Like, we didn't date. We didn't do anything. We just literally obsessed from the time we woke up to the time we went to bed. That's literally all we did.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
You said that discipline eats motivation for breakfast.
And discipline's good, too. But without a clear headspace, there's no discipline.
Just get started. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
Clean your room. Organize your life. Like, get a routine. Get up every day at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Establish disciplined habits.
Get up early. Do some kind of workout. Eat good foods. Clean your room. Make a list of things that you're supposed to do in your life. And then wake up in the morning and do those things that you put on the list.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the noise. Get back to the mental lab.
If I could go back, I'd tell younger me, you're going to do some pretty great things, but you do not need to be great. All you have to do is be yourself. That will always be enough.
I had two options: to either be that 300-pound guy who sprayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you.
How about days off? One day, but not today.
The discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in the sports, but in the life.
To be successful at anything, the truth is, you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day? That's the question, right? And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year. Right? It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
Is this going to make me better? No. It goes. Is this going to help my life? No. It goes. Is this going to create a brighter future for those around me? No. It goes. And it's simple as that.
Sit down, open the calendar and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have. So what that would mean then is that you would schedule things that you would consider meaningful and productive, you know, on a daily basis, so that you feel that your life is justified by having a day like that. And also to schedule enough of your responsibilities so that you make progress day by day instead of falling farther behind.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
Maybe you could get what would really be good for you. Why don't you? Well, because you don't try. You don't think, okay, imagine that you were taking care of yourself like you were someone you actually cared for. And then you thought, okay, I'm caring for this person. I would like things to go as well for them as possible. What would their life have to be like in order for that to be the case? Well, people don't do that. They don't sit down and think, all right, you know, let's figure it out. You've got a life. It's hard, obviously. It's like 3 years from now, you can have what you need. You got to be careful about it. You can't have everything. You can have what would be good for you, but you have to figure out what it is, and then you have to aim at it.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it.
You have no idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have.
You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you.
This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else, and they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that's their grind.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed.
That most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
The easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to.
When you have fear, that's a good sign. Nothing grows in the comfort zone. Remember that, folks. Nothing. The more comfortable you are, the more you're probably not growing.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Most of us, we live in a box, and we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. What we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind. This is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that,
yeah.
You could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
There's consequences that you pay to constantly seeking comfort. And avoiding discomfort and avoiding hard work. And those consequences are you're never going to feel self-realized. You're never going to feel like you accomplished anything. You're never going to have this feeling of understanding that difficulty and struggle and the ability to push through that is a muscle. And you develop that muscle
Correct.
By doing it. And once you do, you develop a lot of self-satisfaction and you develop peace of mind. And you understand that you can overcome obstacles. If you don't have to overcome obstacles, you never know whether or not you can.
Imagine that if you were to go a mile or less, you would walk it. Paradoxically, you would go 2 miles quicker than you would go 1 mile. And if you were to go more than a mile, you would drive it. So for instance, the friend that should leave his job, but it's just about passable. His boss isn't that much of a dick. Maybe the benefits are okay or whatever. The person that stays in an apartment that's got some mold on the ceiling, but it's not too much mold and whatever. All of these people would be better off if their situations were worse, because it would galvanize them into actually doing something. If things are good, great, no problem. If things are bad, great, activation energy to go and make them good. If things are just about passable, you end up being comfortably numb.
The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing.
Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. Yeah. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. So this is where I started to develop an indestructible mental toolbox.
If you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
You're too scared to show up and you sit back at home wondering what if and everything else. No one in hell is going to call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Took me a few years growing up to really learn this. The smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action, in proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it.
But you decide exactly what you want, and then you start to think. Now you're going to have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it. Mm-hmm. You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea, kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it. And the way will be shown to you. It comes in the form of images in our mind. Think of how you can and not why you can't.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
That rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. Yeah. Not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have. Even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going. And I'll figure these things out as we go. Right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
Admit it. You aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again.
So many lives would transform overnight if they realized, my life sucks, I have nothing going for me, really means I have nothing to lose, and that makes you a very dangerous person.
Well, why? It's dangerous out there. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's more dangerous here if you stay with me. By a lot. So you might lose your body out there in the world, but if you stay here, you lose your soul.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all head on.
I mean, just sitting around dreaming, someday, you know, I mean, someday I'm going to get a different job. Someday I'm going to change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up. Don't you feel better when you accomplish something and you work through something and you man up?
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived.
easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
It's incremental changes over the long haul. And the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees mm-hmm. over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. I mean, we're sitting here right now at the end of February. The next 10 months are going to go by whether somebody is working to make change or whether they're not. And they may think, you know, oh my God, I'm so far overweight, I'll never get it under control, or I'm so behind in my bills, or I'm so depressed, or everything is so out of control. Well, you know what? You make those incremental changes, and then pretty soon in December you go, hey, I'm way better off than I was at the end of February. So shit, you made little changes and they all added up.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to try.
Yeah.
That I can never leave the gym knowing I have 5% left. And 5% is magic. It's the magic place where very few people go. You can go there. I'm giving you permission to go there. We have people behind you. If you fall down and drop the weight on the floor, who cares? Who cares? But if you make it, I care. I want that. I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again. The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything. Anything. Right now, you're 5% away. 5% away from being a champion.
You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now.
What I tell people is just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. The truth is you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do, what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Every morning I woke up, I had a real conversation with that dirty mirror. And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't?
For anyone who needs a reminder, no one is going to hate on you for doing worse than them.
Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it.
Nothing's permanent. That's why I'm always big on, you have to keep what you want to be in the front of your mind, because you're going to always lose it within the suffering. And suffering, people always hear me say suffering, it's not just physical, man. There's so many forms of suffering out here, it's not even funny. And most of them are not physical. Most of them are psychological.
The ultimate lesson here is this. Everybody's on their own path. And I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. Most people focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's going to be the work that you do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for.
There is no shame to admit that you're afraid, because there's no courage without fear. And when I made peace with that, it changes everything in my life, because I made peace. And I said it to even in my openness, like, yeah, I'm scared of you, but no matter what, I'm gonna freaking walk the walk on Saturday night, and there's nothing you can do.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, when you don't wanna put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like you'll show up, I'll see you there, because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, that. You're going to want to be in the gym. And if you're going to make this a lifestyle, you have to lower the barriers, make the gym cheaper, closer, training partners, exercises you like. And you have to raise the impetus, goals, inspiration, and goddamn real desire to be there. The people that have no problem showing up to the gym are the people that want to be there. And no amount of Rocky Balboa movies are going to get you to that place. A lot of that is also built with the experience of having the gym be a place where you get results by pushing yourself, winning little mini challenges, and having fun with it.
My full benefit, and a lot of that is because guys especially are sacrificial in nature. You're never going to take time for yourself, never. You can't take a vacation, you can't go to a men's retreat, you can't do this, you can't do that, because you gotta provide, you gotta raise kids, you gotta be a good husband, you gotta do this, you gotta do all the other things, and before you know it, you've let yourself go. It's been 10 years, you can't draw me a diagram to the inside of your local gym, you don't golf anymore, you don't play pickup basketball with your buddies, you don't do anything, you don't have time, you don't make the time. Before you do that, you'll be on the wrong side of 50 and it's over for you. I don't want that for anybody. I'm just trying to optimize your morning routine to give you the most bandwidth so when you do get home.
A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. Mm-hmm. That's a real grind.
You know, you're resilient because you know that failure is part of the process. Like, the point is to break stuff and test it. If you're not breaking stuff, it means like you're not really testing the limits. And then when you fail, it's, you don't internalize it like, oh, I'm a failure. It's like, oh, great. We just learned one more way not to do a thing. You're excited, right? It's like, let's try something different. And so I think that philosophy applies to life and to challenge. Like, toddlers are like this, right? Like, when they fall, they're not like, oh, I look so dumb, I'm never going to try and walk again, right? It's like they just get up and try again, and they're excited to try again.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition, the same thing that you don't want to do, you develop armor for your mind.